I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So you just kind of wrapping up a bow on everything here after what you did at the combine. How do you feel just with your overall status heading into the NFL draft class?
I feel great. I feel like I checked all boxes and I'm ready to go.
How much did you think some of the measurables maybe changed people's perceptions, specifically the 40-yard dash?
They thought I was 5'10". I came in 6'1", 283, and I kind of surprised a lot of people.
How about today, the measurables? What kind of results did you get on the three cone and the L drill?
I want to say the three cone, I got a 6.82, and the shuttle, I got a 4.33.
Are you satisfied with those?
I'm satisfied with those.
I noticed whenever you did the three cone, you were kind of upset at yourself. I mean, are you surprised that that would have been the fastest at the combine, and you still felt like you had a little bit more?
Yeah, I had messed up on my technique. Yeah, it's something that I could have fixed with that rep, but hey, I got to take it.
Elijah, what was your biggest goal entering today? Do you feel like you accomplished that?
My biggest goal entering today was just to come in and show the teams that I'm able to move. I got the same size. The 6'1 is not fake, and I'm 280.
Elijah, how do you deal with all that stuff? You know, where people thinking you're not the right height or questioning things that have happened?
I know I just got to keep improving and not prove no one wrong. I just got to keep improving, that's all.
Elijah, what's this process been like for you since the season ended, going through all the few meetings and meeting with coaches and combine and now here? How cool
this process has been great. Just seeing guys that I see on TV from watching NFL on Sundays. I think it was a great experience meeting them guys in person. And also, like, a lot of people don't get this opportunity, so I'm thankful.
We're a month away from the draft. Are you getting any indication where you're going to go? How many teams do you have it, like, kind of narrowed down to right now?
It's a lot of teams that like me. I just got to find someone who fall in love with me.
How about the Steelers? They fall in love with you?
Oh, no.
I've seen your name as a first-round pick in some mock drafts. Would you be disappointed if that doesn't happen?
I wouldn't be disappointed. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't know. We got to see. They got to call my name.
Did you meet with the Steelers yet, or are you planning to meet with them at some point?
I didn't meet with the Steelers.
Are you going to?
No, sir.
When teams talk to you about, like, you know, when they ask questions about your height and how you overcome that, what do you tell them about the things that you can put together that make height not matter?
The height is, it don't matter to me, honestly. Playing defensive tackle, you got to play with a great pad level. Mm-hmm. No defensive lineman play at 6'7". I mean, you gotta bend at the point of attack. You gotta play with good footwork, good pad level, or you're gonna get moved around. So I feel like my height don't have nothing to do with me playing that position.
Elijah, what are your plans on draft day? Do you have any? Are you going to the draft, or are you watching back home with family?
If I get invited to Kansas City, I'm definitely going. If not, I'll figure it out from there.
Elijah, you finished the last two games of the season with a shoulder injury. Didn't play those last two. I mean, having to battle back from that on top of having to prepare for this NFL draft process. I mean, how much more of a problem was that for you, and how do you feel like you were able to overcome that shoulder injury?
I think it was just a little bump in the road. I had to hurry up and recover, focus on the shoulder. That was the main priority. If I wasn't healthy, then I wouldn't even be in this position now. So I had to put more work into getting my shoulder together.
Closure, what do you want NFL teams to know about you?
I'm a great football player, a great leader. I'm a guy that you could depend on.
Elijah, what was this day like for you to have this with your teammates and have your old teammates cheering you on?
I think it was fun. We all came in, competed, we had fun. We had our older teammates just cheering for us and being there, and I think it was great. We're back home on Southside, very comfortable.
Do you have any memories of watching your former teammates work out in their pro days, guys on the defensive line? And if so, did seeing them do so well inspire you kind of a little bit?
Yes, 100%. They inspired me. Guys like Jalen Twyman, Patrick Jones, Rashad Weaver, Keyshawn Kemp, those guys inspired me.
Do you imagine yourself strictly as an interior defensive lineman, or have you had discussions with NFL teams about possibly bumping outside at all?
For sure, I'm an athlete, but I prefer three technique.
Do you ever get tired of people comparing you to Aaron Donald, like, you know, the guy who's the three-time defensive player of the year? Or is this something you welcome?
I mean, that's a great comparison, something to be happy of, but I'm Kalijah Kansi.
You've had a lot of just tremendous coaching around here at Pitt, too, with obviously Coach Partridge leading the way there. I mean, how has he been able to prepare you for this whole process, and what is the biggest takeaway you've had from him?
Coach Charlie Partridge do a great job at coaching us and getting us prepared to not only be good football players but great football players. And I was prepared for this day due to seeing these drills every day in practice and him giving us that coaching and that extra hand that we need. I think he did a great job with us.
Elijah, I feel like every time I turn on my TV, I see you on ESPN or you're on CBS Radio or something like that. I mean, what's this been like, getting all this attention and the national spotlight, something you really haven't got throughout your career?
I mean, I think that's great from a guy that was overlooked, wasn't big enough, wasn't tall enough, wasn't strong enough, and now people was taking notice from my play. So I think that's great.
You were a former running back, right?
I played running back my first year of football.
So, I mean, going from running back to now this point, I mean, what's that journey been like for you? And do you ever look back at those days as building blocks for where you are now?
I mean, I still can move around, but I love defensive tackle, and it's something that I really enjoy doing.
On the current Pitt team, who is the next you?
Honestly, those guys are themselves. I can't compare them to me, but we got a lot of great defensive players coming up from Pitt.
Elijah, if the team takes a chance on Deslin or Haba, what are they getting of those two guys?
They're getting two great players, two leaders.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.